Tier one is, answer the question, were rules changed for voting? Did things occur in states that were not authorized by the legislature? Because as you pointed out at the beginning of the show, the Constitution vests the power of changing election in the legislature and the legislature only. We have in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin concrete examples of voting procedures, voting counting procedures, voting ballot curing procedures being changed by unelected bureaucrats without the authority of the legislature. So we've answered that question in great detail. Some of the lawsuits that came out today cite that reporting, cite those memos in their challenges to these various state practices. The second thing we set out to identify was private money injected into the system in ways that we've not seen before? Now, I'm not talking about donations to candidates. That's totally allowable. Sure. We're talking about money going to election judges, going to election arbiters, to election entities that are counting the votes, gathering the votes, changing the rules. And the answer is yes. How much money? At least $350 million. Where did it come from? Mark Zuckerberg's checkbook, the founder of Facebook. How did it get administered? Through a group called the Center for Tech and Civic Life. And that group will not tell us how much money they sent to each jurisdiction. They sent money to 2,500 jurisdictions. If you look at the map, it's a lot of blue areas, it appears the money is, but they won't give us the per capita dollars that they've spent in these jurisdictions. But we now can answer the question, yes, private money was injected into the vote counting system in America. The third thing, where we're just in the beginning stages of, is it possible that 10,000 votes of people were counted that actually didn't vote. That's the allegation you hear from the whistleblowers that you mentioned at the top of the show. Tonight, I can tell you that in six states that we looked at, Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, there are hundreds of thousands of people that when you run their current ballot requests up against change of address records or death records in America, there are several hundred thousand voters listed as having voted in these states that appear to have filed a change of address or have died before the election. We're now going through the tedious process of calling those people one by one, saying, did you really vote? If not, who requested your ballot? And we're going to try to get to the bottom of that mystery. That's going to take a little bit of time.